Take also your Bibles to Matthew chapter 4.
第一节看到十一节.
From verses 1 to 11. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man doesn't live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the splendor. "All these I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him.
我们再看路加福音。
We also turn to the book of Luke.
第三章二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23. The book of Luke, chapter 3, verse 23. Now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. He was the son who it was called of Joseph, the son of Heli.
路加福音这里告诉我们，耶稣出来传道的时候是三十岁。So
it's written here in Luke that Jesus began his ministry when he was 30 years old.
我记得我奉献这传道的时候是二十六岁。I
remember when I began the ministry, I was 26 years old.
毕业成学的时候是三十岁。When
I finished my training seminary, I was 30 years old.
当我毕业成学的时候呢，我在神的面前哭得很厉害。I
cried sharply in front of the Lord.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我对我的主说，主啊，我已经老了。Because
I said to the Lord, "Oh Lord, I'm already old."
30岁过去了。The
30 years have gone.
我记得大学生啊，他18岁就来到中国。
I remember how to say that he was 18 years old when he came to China. But now I'm already 30 years old.
所以主啊，你知道我剩下的不多。
So Lord, you know I only have a few years left.
所以我要求你。
So there's a request from you, Lord.
用我余下的生命加倍的使用。
I just pray to use me double for the rest of my day.
我要用一条生命做两条生命的工作。所以从那时候开始啊，我就养成一个习惯了。So
this is my solution, and this has become my habit.
我喜欢很忙很忙很忙很忙。I
just love to be very very busy.
忙得要命的时候就很快乐。When
I am so busy that the time I feel so happy.
那个时候我就感觉到我的生命没有白费了。
Now the time I realize I'm not just wasting my life. I realize that although I'm only one life, but I'm working the life of two persons. What I'm afraid is just to give me a few days of holiday. That is why I'm afraid of just sitting on the rocking chair and keep on rocking.
我就感觉到我的生命是这样大大的虚度了。
I just realized I'm just wasting my life just battling.
所以呢，我感觉到呢，生命的价值观念呢很重要。
So I believe your conviction for the value of life is very important.
这个我们不讲了。
So we are going to talk about other topics.
我们来讲一讲耶稣也30岁就来传道。
When God was talking about Jesus began his ministry when he was 30 years old.
我自己30岁的传道，我已经感觉到太迟了。
When I started my ministry at the age of 30, I feel it's too late.
当我一边播放那一篇新闻说，耶稣也30岁出来传道。But
one day I came across this passage. Jesus began his ministry when he was also 30 years old.
我立刻就有感觉。
So immediately I have an insight.
This morning we are going to have a study on the word maturity. I believe you have many seminarians. So before you reach 30, you cannot be a fisher worker. Is this the concept? Of course not. You
learn
他们
开始讲说啊。What do you mean by maturity？
他留一些胡须，
想说啊。You have your
mustache on your head already mature。其实
他那些啊，不算是胡须的。
I'm talking
about your mustache。
只是一
些毛了。That's terrible。他说我有胡须了。You just
look
around and say I have mustache。我就夸夸差不多了。I just like my father。
他
是
因为这
样
就是
成熟
了。
我的 boys and
children
just mature。
女孩子
about your
他就想说啊
，what is maturity？
哇，穿妈妈的衣服啦。
You can wear the dress of your mother。他有这
样就是成熟了。
For you, you can see that maturity。
再来呢
？Again。
现在的男孩子。
For the boys and girls。
他为什么要成熟
？They want to be mature。
找一个异性
来，走一整路啊！ So the one
date
the opposite sex.
Go dating.
You go dating.
那他有一个女朋友，就成熟啦。
So for the boys, if you have a girlfriend, you can see them mature.
你看成熟或不成
熟？ You see, that's the wrong concept. Are you using another term? For some boys.There are more boys. You consider yourself smoking is mature. So you look at me and not to smoke. This one can go in and you can just come out. For that reason,
you can go to open it.
That's the wrong concept. For others, it's also this concept.
我妈妈叫我做什么
？What does my mother ask you to do？
我敢反驳她。
If ever I get a girl against her，
她一个劲儿就是她说。
So for that is maturity。
她一个勇敢去反对人，就是成熟。
If you are getting up to rebel against anyone, that is maturity。
所以年轻人很不反叛的性格。
So many young people are rebellious。
他们以为现在是成熟。
For them, that is maturity.
现在通通都是非常错误的。
These are all very, very wrong concepts.
那第二个成熟呢
？What is maturity then?
我们来看看耶稣。
Let's look at Jesus Christ.
我告诉各位。
Let's like to tell everyone.
我们的大卫的子弟是耶稣有年子逾越的这些青年人呢
？Our theme is Christ as a youth.
大卫的负责人告诉我，你不要讲耶稣。
I was so excited about the dumb season. Let's talk about character.
不要讲
了，
青年女神
嘛。Let's talk about youth and so and so.
不讲了，现在讲什么
？If I just talk about this one, but I tell you.
不来我就讲
了。Then I have a doubt.
原来耶稣也是年轻人。
Oh, Jesus Christ is also a youth.
我就讲他老了。
I will just talk about Jesus.
他就是年轻人，他是
in the youth.
他怎样从年轻人的阶段进入成熟的阶段？
How we became mature person from his youth. This is something very special for us. How does Christ become a mature person? Do we base from his age? Or from other aspects? Praise the Lord. The Lord gave me a
thought.
From the time he was sentenced from the desert, you can see he is a mature person or not.
The first sensation.
The first sensation. What was it?
魔鬼试探他，要他把石头变成食物。
Devil asked Jesus to turn the stones into bread.
要他吃。
He wanted Christ to eat.
他已经40天没有吃东西了。
40 days, 40 nights, Jesus Christ has been fasting.
如此的饿了。
You are so hungry.
Jesus said, "I'm so
hungry." Devil said, "You are so hungry. Why not eat? If you want roasted chicken, you can become roasted chicken. I don't ask you to take drugs. Of course, you are going to turn the stone into opium.
你把石头变成你喜爱吃的那些东西，岂不早吗？
你的嘴是做成 something which you like to eat。
啊，你看了。
But take a look。 The maturity of Christ has been seen from the first temptation. Jesus Christ, I will not eat. We are not dependent only on the bread. But man speaks of every word that comes from the mouth of God. So you can see that how Christ is considered as a mature person. But this is where the Jesus family. The fool considered the maturity of Christ. Their physical body is very mature. The physical maturity is not based on how much you can eat. Just a matter of how you control yourself in eating. The maturity doesn't depend on how much you can do. Maturity is based on how you can control yourself, what to do and what not to do. You look at Jesus Christ. He was hungry. He could constrain himself not to eat. You know, his physical body is very decent to him. He can control. The physical body is decent to him. That is the meaning of maturity. For example, you are playing football. Are you mature enough to kick a ball? You might say, I'm able. You just kick over. I can kick the ball to 5 feet. This is not what you think you are smart. If you are smart enough, listen, you can stop the ball and the ball will stick to you. That is maturity. If you can keep on that, you can hold that and do it. It's not going to keep on, but you can control the ball. When you keep on, you still have to control that the ball will be kicked to the target. That is maturity. Can you drive? Drive a car? In Japanese? The word for Japanese for driving. What is the meaning of this word? You hold something. You hold the car. You hold the thing well. You just hold it. That is driving. So we have some farming stuff. You know how to drive car? If you hold it, of course I do. Everybody can hold the thing well. Can you really make the car run? I do.
You can't.
You just start it. You just start the gasoline. So the car just runs. I can make it so fast. You just keep on taking on the gasoline. So he just went so fast. But you have to remember, if you can control the gun, it will help you to die sooner.
That's right.
Are you mature enough to drive car?
It
doesn't matter on the speed of the car. Yeah. of your flesh.
我们这个性欲啊
，your flesh
常常叫我们想到这个色情的事情。
Always make the thing something on sex.
我们那个性欲叫我们想到男的女的那种肮脏的事情。
Because of your flesh makes it remind you think about boy-girl relationship.
我遇见好多年轻人告诉我。
Many young people have been telling me.
他说不先生。
Tell them all.
很痛苦。
I feel so bad.
因为我看了一些色情的图片之后呢。
Because after looking at the pornography,
我就不能控制自己。
I couldn't control myself.
想东想西。
I imagine many things.
做一些坏事情了。
So I did something wrong.
他说，就是已经到别人谈恋爱。
When you read the text of talking about the man.Even before you get married, you should have body contact. You might say I'm quite conservative. I even against those young people before the age of marriage. You are not supposed to see each other alone in a room.If you see each other alone in the room,
两个人的肉体接触的机会就很高了。
You have the high possibility of body contact.
我反对还没有结婚之前
，I against for those before getting married.
就接吻的行动。
You are so close to one another.
接吻的行动。
哦 ，kissing one another.
这个什么东西呢？
I learn for this.You can see for the foreigners, they can just kiss anywhere in the public place. So you can see one among the three couples, there is a divorce.
三个人看见了，就像你说，好像快要到每一个女孩子没有结婚之前是做梦的。
So you can see that after this age in America, almost every girl, before getting married, they are already mothers. Yes, my own church. Even though I said that the rules are the girls stay on one side and the boys on the other side, but I give them an advice. Well, the boys try to get them to sit on the side of the girls.They ask me why.
我说你弄不明白了。
Did you understand?
我是男的。
I'm a boy.
我是女的。接下来，如果我离家的时候，我这个肩头送到他的肩头。
If I'm listening to the face, my shoulder and feet on the shoulder,
没有引起我有什么思想的。
It doesn't create any imagination.
我就是我的手去弄到他的大腿。
You have to control the physical body.
Go
ahead. Right, sister, in your eyes. You can see how Christ controls his physical body in
service.
Jesus Christ has eaten 40 days and nights. He did not eat, he did nothing. A teacher is not supposed to eat only on bread. But on every word that comes from God. Can we see this one? He makes the word of the Lord is more important than his own physical life. Is that right? The next step.
魔鬼
避在了池塘。The 殿，
叫他拉到这个圣殿的殿底下。
The teacher asked Jesus to go to the highest point of the temple.
叫他跳下
来。Asked Christ to jump down from the highest point of the temple.
说是天使接受他。
The teacher told Jesus, the angels are going to lift you up on their hands.
不会受伤的。
You are not yet hurt.
怎么这个受伤是受伤什么呢？
What is this temptation?
如果你明白圣殿是圣殿的背景，你就知道。
If you understand the background of the temple, you understand.
圣殿的殿顶啊。
You know the highest point of the temple.
就是至圣所的顶啊。
That is the temple of the Holy of Holies.
那个顶上。
That is the highest point.
犹太人常常想，上帝就是在那里降下来的。
Many Jews of the past that this that God has just come down from the highest point of the temple.
可是有人就站在那里说
，Somebody is standing on the highest point.
他们可能就说：“哇，你在那里玩呢啊
！”Some Jews might say, "Christ, you are playing on top of it.
You are what?
You are so naughty."
到处都不玩了，到现在圣殿顶去玩了。
You just stay on the place and try to go to the highest point.
耶稣说：“我不是
王，
你看我
这样
干嘛？”
他说：“还在那睡，要是想想，我就
想到。”后来就有天使告诉他：“
当个立的 angel 领他，
群众就看见。
”The old crowd just be amazed to see.
从圣殿的背景掉下来，这天使说：“这是什么意思？”
What is the meaning of this? Somebody jumped up from the feet of the mountain and the angel lifted him up.
这就明明明明我们看见他是从神那里来的。
So it can be said that he came from God.
天使要扶持他。
Angel will lift up.
天使要搀扶他。
The angel will support him.
哇，这个不是平常人哦。
This is somebody who is extraordinary.
天使很多人就敬拜他了。
So many people are worshiping him.
很多人就敬仰，敬仰耶稣了。
So many people will look up to him.
一下子就出名了。
Suddenly Christ becomes very popular.
又跳下来来出名。
Just jump down in order to be popular.
不是用讲道理品德来出名。
Not to use his character and his mission to be popular.
这个不是上帝的旨意。
This is not the will of God.
上帝要停不下来。
God wants Christ to be on earth.
乃是要这个基督耶稣的讲道去定时之下这样出名。
God wants Christ to be popular through the nations and through nailing on the cross.
如果用跳下来才出名的这个。不是上帝的旨意。
It is not the will of God to try to be popular by jumping down.
So this temptation,
for me, the temptation is not whether Christ is to be popular or not. It is a sensing on the spirit of Christ.The soul concerns his mentality.
他的感情
his emotion.
这一部分是魂
This does both the soul.
这一部分呢
For this thing,
影响我们的名誉
It will affect your reputation.
影响我们的感情
Affect emotion.
影响我们的这个娱乐
It will affect your creation.
影响我们的与人与人的关系等等
It will affect your relationship with other people.
那么这个是高过身体一点点的。
This is something higher than your physical.
你看这
You have seen.
今天许许多多基督徒
Many Christians.
他能够控制身体
They can control the physical body.
他能够控制自己的魂
They can control the soul.
在感情上
In emotion,
他常常想要做共同的事情上。
The one always be popular.
在人事关系上。
In the person-to-person relation.
他常常失败。
He is always a failure.
你能不能控制你自己的魂呢？
Can you control your own soul?
能不能胜过你那个好奇心呢？
Can you overcome your ambition?
能不能够胜过你自己想要骄傲这个心呢？
Can it overcome your pride?
能不能够胜过你每一次侍奉主都要表现自己 You can say the other sermon. Somebody criticize it. She didn't say well. She just says, I don't know how to say. When you hear this comment, you're so angry. What do you say? You are criticizing me. You hurt me. You suffer. We always say this kind of comment. You suffer. You hurt my ego. Brothers and
sisters in
Christ, because of that woman hurting your ego, you say, I'm not playing anymore. I'm not just playing for you. I'm not going to play. So, to just give up that kind of ministry. Just take a look. She should not control her own soul. Though you know you're not playing for her. You are playing for the Lord. Why don't you continue to
这样讲话呢
So when you speak on this aspect, there are two points we have to take a look at. We do have the explanation of egoism. You have to force others to consider you as the great. But it's not egoism. You are the big part of yourself. Is that right? You force others to consider yourself as great.
What
they were talking to a young man. He is here for sure. I asked him, what grade are you now? I'm already in third grade. If you are you in the high
school?
I'm just in high school city, I'm already in knowledge city. I am so big and you said the middle. There's a big gap between the college and the high school. I'm a college city. Just when he took him out of the high school stadium, he was so angry. He wants somebody to consider him great. This is something you consider yourself as
great.
But for considering yourself as an ego, there's another point. What is that? You do not force others to consider yourself as great. You just respect yourself. Then that is something you make yourself as somebody. So if you have this kind of attitude, you will never allow anybody to hurt you. How can you hurt you? Because you just consider yourself as great. You do not force others to consider yourself great. Just because you want others to consider yourself great, then you're going to hurt yourself. If you respect yourself, that is the something that you want yourself to be great. For example, there is a Christian person with another Christian brother. The way to buy something. So the seller was very impolite. So they had a problem. The Christian father also called back. You know who am I? So the Thai mom also said, I know you are just a mom. They also spoke with one another. So this Christian worker, when he saw something going wrong, so he whispered to the Christian brother. I know who you are. Are you the child of God? When he reminded me, so from being so angry, the Christian brother just
smiled.
Before it was a feast. So it turns out to be a shaking hand. I'm sorry. So the gentleman was so surprised. Before you were already prepared to fight, you see now you have been shaking hands. Why was it? Why?
因为这个传道人提醒他，你要尊重你自己是神的儿子。
Patricia Parker reminded him, you have to respect yourself as a child of God.
你自然有神儿子的地位，你也应该有神儿子的风度。
Because you have the position of being a child of God, you also should meet the aspiration of the son of God. But as you said, this is precisely what is controlling your own soul. The time is up. I tell you something more. The spirit control. Jesus Christ controls his own spirit.Satan wants the Christ to worship him. You worship or not, it matters on the spiritual aspect. Are you mature in the spiritual life?It depends on your worshiping God whether it can satisfy him or not. For example, do you sing? You know how to sing? I can sing very well. I'm the soprano. I can sing very well. But do you ever try to worship God in singing? Philippine Christian can sing very well. But I cannot hear any sense of worshiping in the singing. When you sing,Is your heart directing towards God? Praising God. The singing will become your prayer. Your spirit will be in touch with the spirit of God. You have this experience. If you can control your spirit, you have no problem with your personal devotion. If you can control your own spirit,You will be just reading the Bible as you read the letter from your lover. The more you read, the more you like it. Right? If you can reach to the maturity in spirit, that is when you can reach the climax of your Christian faith.Just because of time, for the third temptation, it will be your assignment for you to think through. Good? I want you to spend some time in meditation. Is your spiritual life mature enough? Shall we pray?
谢谢主给我们一个很好的榜样。你30岁就来传福音，你受过苦的试探，你完全的得胜，因为你给我们看见，你完全的控制你整个人，顺服在圣灵的引导之下，也顺服在父神的教训之下。所以你很轻易的胜过魔鬼，主啊，求你帮助我们每一个人，在你的面前实实在在与你联合，从你那里支取力量，控制我们的身体、我们的魂，还有你们的灵。主啊，这是我们迫切的事情，求你替我们，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。今天我们来看马太福音11章。
So you turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 11.
11章我们看16节。 一直看到二十四节。
Verses 16-24, Matthew 11, verses 16-24.What shall I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others. We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We sang the turkey and you did not mourn. For John came like eating or drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners, but wisdom is proved right by her actions.Then Jesus began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles had been performed, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented a long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you.And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the sky? No, you will go down to the dead. If the miracles that performed in you have been performed in Sodom, it will have remained to this day. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you.
Here, Jesus Christ, in his heart, has a very sad thing to tell us.
From here we can see that there's something which disturbs Christ so much.
耶稣基督感觉到不知道怎样叫这个世代来悔改。
Lord Christ just did not know how to let the age of that time to repent.
他说约翰来了。
He said John came.
他传的信息是非常的严谨的。
The message that he gave you is something so strict.
约翰自己的生活也是非常严谨的。
He also makes himself following the rules and regulations.
穿的是骆驼毛的衣服。
What he wears is just the cloth from the skin of the camel.
他所吃的东西是最简单的，是蜜与这个蝗虫的。
What he was eating was just simple food, the honey and the grasshopper.
但是呢，他讲的倒是非常用非常严谨的话语来讲。
He also used strange words for his messages.
他甚至用厉害的话说，毒蛇的种类。
He even said the descendants of the snake.
他骂他们说是。假冒为善。
He even called them as hypocrites.
因为所用的那个字句呢，可以说从来没有人像他一样重的字眼来骂那些不悔改的人。
There has not been any person who ever used a strange word to scold the people at that age.
那么用了这个厉害的讲道，但是呢，这个呀。
Even though John was so stern in his preaching, but never anyone did repent.
那现在耶稣再来
，When Christ came,
他跟约翰不太一样了。
He is just different from John.
他不是住在那个旷野里面，吃简单的东西，生活很简单，不是这样。
He did not live in the desert or eating simple food.
他乃是生活在那些人群里面。
He just lived among the crowd.
跟他们一同吃，一同喝。
He drank and ate with them.
你看那个，撒该。
He looked at Zechariah.
他带耶稣基督回到自己的家。
He brought Christ his own home.
给他大摆筵席。
He prepared a red light reception.
来款待耶稣。
He gave a night reception for Jesus.
以致那些法利赛人说：“哎呀，为什么他竟然到罪人的家里面去住呢？”
So the evidence of the Pharisees is criticizing Jesus, why did he go to the house of the sinner?
那耶稣基督与罪人同住。
You can see Jesus Christ sat with the sinner.
与他们一同吃，一同喝。
He ate and drank with them.
那个淫妇被拉到耶稣面前来了。
Also, the woman, the adultery woman, was brought to the Jesus.
大家都说他是该死的。
Everyone said she should be killed.
但是耶稣基督反过来责备他们，原谅这个淫妇。
But Christ came over and just forgave the woman and scolded the people. Christ is the price of gentle and meekness. There has never been a sinner who was not forgiven by Christ. So Christ is preached in a style of meekness. But the people still did not repent. Do you see how difficult it is? When you use the stern method of preaching, they did not have reaction. If you use love as compassionate in your sermon, they are also not willing to repent. You can see John never did any miracle. He was just preaching.